Orillia Mayor Steve Clark is holding out hope the Samuel de Champlain Monument will return in some form to Couchiching Beach Park. However, he said understands why the Huron-Wendat Nation and Chippewas of Rama First Nation withdrew from the monument working group process, which led to Parks Canada deferring the monument's return for an unspecified amount of time. Both communities made it clear in letters to Parks Canada, the city of Orillia and each other the reason for withdrawing, Clark said. It is the horrific discoveries of children's remains in the residential school properties, he said. If I were in their shoes, I'm sure I would have done the very same thing. There is and should be such a sensitivity to that. That's why he, Count Tim Lauer and manager of culture Jacqueline Surrette, the city's three representatives with the working group, agreed to a delay in the monument's return. We went along with the deferral because the landscape has changed significantly since the last working group made its recommendations to Parks Canada, Clark said. Those recommendations included returning the statue of Champlain only to the plinth and, for the First Nations, fur trader and missionary figures, reimagining their presence in the immediate vicinity of the original monument, in a way that would result in a meaningful and concrete example of reconciliation. Parks Canada has not indicated when the monument might return, which has led to speculation it will not, but Clark hopes, when it's appropriate, that we can create an educational component in our park and bring back Champlain. I firmly believe that an empty field does nothing to start a conversation and does nothing to provide an education, he said. It would be ideal if we could use this opportunity to find a meaningful way to demonstrate reconciliation. The 12-foot-high sculpture of the French explorer was unveiled in 1925 to a crowd of about 10,000 people, including sculptor Vernon March, Grand Chief Avid Sowie of the Hurons at Lorette, now known as the Huron-Wendat of Wendake, Chief Big Canoe and Honorary Chief John Bigwind of Chippewas of Rama First Nation, the working group noted in its report. The council of the day in the early 1900s, I truly believe, felt they were doing something very progressive, Clark said. Adding part of the goal was to promote reconciliation between the English and French while honoring Champlain's relationship with Indigenous peoples in the area. Concerns have since been raised about the depiction of the First Nations figures, appearing to cower below a Jesuit priest. If the Indigenous representation was on an equal footing, it could very well be a different story, Clark said. As much as it is seen by many as an important work of art, it did not portray them on an equal footing. Recognizing the divisiveness in the community with regard to the monument, the mayor is urging people to be respectful of all perspectives and keep an open mind. I want our community to understand this as an extremely sensitive issue. It means different things to different people, he said. Officials from Rama have not responded to requests for comment.